On Monday, March 4th, the Central Coast Anti-War Coalition, or CCAC, organized a time to deliver their letter to stakeholders at UCSB. The letter called, quote, UCSB uphold UN Genocide Convention, refuse access to Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman and all military contractors aiding and abetting Israel's genocide in Gaza. The people on the list included Chancellor Henry Yang, Vice Chancellor David Marshall, Chief Campus Counsel, Associate Campus Counsel, Director of Corporate Relations, Associate Director of Corporate Business Development, Director of Nanofabrication Facilities, and the Dean of UCSB College of Engineering, Umesh Mishra. The CCAC organized to deliver their letter to UCSB administrators to request a meeting, either then or as soon as possible, in regards to the request for UCSB to, quote, stop aiding and abetting Israel's genocide in Gaza by recruiting and contracting with specific weapon contractors, end quote. Going into the day, volunteers with the coalition were told, quote, their tone will be diplomatic and non-confrontational for the purpose of opening the door to a discussion, end quote. Here is a clip of Marcy Winograd, UC Berkeley and UCLA alum, and co-chair of the Central Coast Anti-War Coalition, as she leads the group to deliver the letters and explains the context, reasoning, and request within the letter.
Well, we're with the Central Coast Anti-War Coalition,
yes.
And we're here because we're very concerned about the university's complicity with genocide in Gaza, particularly hosting Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin on this campus when they're producing missiles, bunker buster bombs, cluster bombs to destroy Gaza. 100,000 people have been killed or maimed, 2 million uprooted from their homes. Neighborhoods turned to graveyards for children, and this university is recruiting people for these war profiteers, and we want it to stop. We want the web portals for Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin off the university website. We want the recruitment fairs to stop. Right now, we're looking at violations of international law. We're looking at the highest court of the United Nations, the International Court of Justice, has ruled this is a plausible case of genocide. Dozens of UN rapporteurs have issued calls to the world, stop sending weapons. And right here on the university campus, as a public university, we have researchers working with these military contractors aiding and abetting genocide, and we want it to stop. And we are hopeful that we could meet with somebody, and I hope that you will relay this. And we want a meeting with John, and we want one soon. And if not, we'll just escalate our actions, because people are dying, right? So we have our demands written down, and this letter has been signed by over 300 signatories, most of them stakeholders in one way or another, some alums, some don't want to put down what their affiliation is with the university, because this is such a tense time. But there you have it. We have two commissions, UCSB student commissions, who have signed on to the letter. DSA Santa Barbara, other organizations. We have the vice chair of the Black Studies Department has signed on to this letter. And we want to know, what is the university going to do to uphold the UN Convention on Genocide?
During the coalition's outreach efforts, one individual they managed to engage with was Dr. Umesh Mishra, the Dean of Engineering, as most administrators were unavailable due to either scheduled meetings or being out of the office for the day. The discussion with Dr. Mishra revolved around the coalition's goals addressed in the letter about UCSB. Winograd, the co-chair of the CCAC, highlighted the potential of UCSB divestment from military manufacturing companies, prompting Dr. Mishra to acknowledge the complexities that lie between these decisions for both the university and engineering students. He expressed his agreement with the coalition's stance on ending violence in Gaza, stating, quote, the killing is heartbreaking and should stop, end quote. As the conversation proceeded, Dr. Mishra claimed that he is not the person to address in divestment and the coalition should redirect their attention to Chancellor Yang. Dr. Mishra continued by emphasizing this issue is even bigger than, quote, targeting him, and the real attention should be in voting, especially considering the elections this year. His stated lack of power prompted responses from the rest of the group. They stated he has a responsibility to leverage his power to stop the recruitment of students with the military contractors, since he stated earlier he held the same values and sympathy for those injured and killed in Palestine. Dr. Mishra responded by stating that he and no one else can control where students go after they finish their degree at UCSB. As the conversation progressed, tensions escalated from a non-confrontational tone to becoming verbally combative as some members of the group disregarded Dr. Mishra's request not to be recorded or photographed. Dr. Mishra concluded the conversation by stating that he is, quote, in the business of educating people, and he is not the person that should be, quote, targeted, end quote. Winograd reiterated she wants to have a sit-down conversation with him at his earliest convenience, reiterating that if she does not hear back by Thursday, that more people will return with more noise. After the first day of delivering letters to UCSB administrators, I asked Ms. Winograd a couple questions about the organization and the letter in order to have a better understanding of the coalition's goals and ideas.
So I'm R.C. Winograd, and I am the co-chair of the Central Coast Anti-War Coalition, and I, together with my co-chair Omar Figueredo, organized this delegation to visit some of the key stakeholders at UCSB to present our requests, which are to stop promoting Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, military contractors that are aiding and abetting genocide in Gaza with the bombs and missiles. We don't want our university, our public university, to be a pipeline for these war profiteers. And so we had very specific requests written up in a letter, and among them were, you know, take these war profiteers off the university website. How dare we do that? How dare we recruit for genocide in Gaza to work with the aiders and abettors? We are asking to stop all recruitment efforts and for the chancellor to notify those who are working with these contractors, particularly those in the engineering colleges, to inform the professors, the deans, of the International Court of Justice's ruling saying this is a plausible case of genocide that Israel is committing in Gaza, and to uphold international law by no longer working with these companies.
I then asked, what would you say are the next steps after delivering your letter today?
Well, we wanted to deliver our letter to make initial contact and to request a meeting to further explore what we can do, how we can support efforts to break away from this war machine. One of the people we spoke to said, where are we going to get the money from? Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about alternative avenues for funding this university. We shouldn't have to rely on weapons contractors that are annihilating people in Gaza with their bombs and missiles for money. There has to be another way. So we're going to come back. We'll continue to press. We'll do bannering. We'll get our message out. We want to develop this. We need to build on what we started today. A friend of mine once said, Marcy, you know, I can't do everything, but there are things I can do. And so that's what I'm asking people to ask themselves as we witness this genocide live streamed on our cell phones. What can I do? And there's always something that I can do. So if you work at the university, think about what you can do. Bring more people on to sign our letter. We have a letter. It's posted on our Instagram account at Central Coast. At Central Coast Coalition. Ha! It's posted on our Instagram account, Central Coast Anti-War Coalition. Also on our Facebook page, Code Pink Santa Barbara. Sign on to the letter. But beyond that, if you work in a department that's involved in corporate recruitment, speak up. Express your dissatisfaction. If you work in the engineering department and you don't like what's going on, you don't want to see the engineering colleges become or exist as a pipeline for Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, and Lockheed Martin, with bulletin boards recruiting for them, with portals on the UCSB website recruiting for them. If that bothers you, then speak up and start organizing, because ultimately it comes down to non-cooperation. We have to stop cooperating with this.
Another community member who came Monday was California's 24th congressional district candidate, Elena Pascarella. Mrs. Pascarella shared her stance on the coalition's goals and efforts.
Hi, my name is Elena Pasquarella, and I'm a UCSB alum. So I came here to support the anti-war coalition, the Central Coast Anti-War Coalition, and I belong with them I'm a representative from Ojai.
How do you feel about your role here today?
How did I do?
How did you do?
Well, I think it's important for us to come out and speak up and just show the university that we're not going to just be quiet and not allow the military-industrial complex to be getting its tentacles here on the school. We spoke to a dean, and he said people can go wherever they want. And yes, people can. But what we don't want is our state institutions, our tax dollars, going to institutions of learning that are promoting war and creating weapons and creating more war and destruction in our country and abroad too. Not war and destruction in our country, but, you know, war abroad, but creating the weapons of war here in our country.
And then how would you say you introduced that to your campaign this coming election?
Well,
if you did.
My major reason for getting involved is because of the military-industrial complex, and I just was tired of going to the polls for voting the lesser of two evils, because everybody right now, our economy and our country is so focused on making profits with war that we forget our social institutions here. So there's a House Bill 1111 sponsored by Barbara Lee, who's running for senator, and that is the peace-building bill. And so I'm strongly, strongly supporting that, and we need to get more people to sign up on that. It would cut the military industry in half and actually create a Department of Peace, peace-building, which is what we need to focus on. We can teach people to make weapons and make war, but we need to teach people how to make peace. So that's what we really need to focus on in our country.
And what do your next steps look like with Marcy with her campaign today?
So we're going to come back, and we will keep coming back with letters and until we get a meeting with somebody. We want them to know that it's not going to be business as usual, that the community here supports the idea of peace building, that we don't want weapons of war being taught in our institutions of learning that are, like I said, sponsored with our taxes.
Is there any little final remarks that you want to leave off with us today?
Yeah, I'd like to encourage everybody to stand up and get out there. And whether it be also, you can also write letters to the dean here at the school and join a community organization, join a school organization, and to show this movement is growing and that we are stronger together and we are going to stop war and make war illegal.
Thank you for listening. This is Ashley Sagat reporting with KCSB News.